ॐ
ज्ञानधिमिरान्धस्य
ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाखय चक्षुर्वन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। So what is the title of our lesson number 6? Yes. In Tamil, you can sit here itself. It's not possible. It's okay, convenient. Prabhu, ninga inga vandringa. Milaga Prabhu, ninga inga vandringa. Ninga chair mele ukkarlame. Hundred and seven megahertz, huh? 107.1, Tamil translation, 107.1 megahertz. Everybody got Tamil 107.1 megahertz. Okay. So what is the title of lesson number 6? Anyone can repeat?
From transcendental knowledge to absolute.
So you know the difference between transcendental knowledge and absolute truth? They both are the same. Who that? No wonder. You have the tongue? You must have. So this actually, to begin with, we should have everything now. Fine. That's the thing I'm telling, before we start, no, it should be made, everything, huh? Ready. Then it's nice. Adi vapas pannina brahma? Yara di vakirangalo di, you have to return it. Krishna also given us this body. We have to return it at the time of giving up the body. How best we maintain our body is important. The body underwent so many operations, this, that and all. Then we are not giving back the same. Please understand. So we have to maintain our body to please Krishna. Have to return it back. Okay. Ready? Bhaktarupa, you are ready? Okay. So, from transcendental knowledge to absolute truth. Everybody understand what is transcendental knowledge and absolute truth? Is both are the same or different? Same or different?
Different.
No response.
Different.
What is the transcendental knowledge and absolute truth? Which is final one?
Absolute is final.
To understand absolute truth, we need
transcendental knowledge.
At least that much. This transcendental knowledge cannot be obtained for the pupil, those who have not accepted,
spiritual master.
Spiritual master. You understand? By birth, everyone can have some sense of humor, they may have some knowledge, intelligence, everything, but they cannot get transcendental knowledge. Please understand, this point is very, very important. By birth, we may be highly intellectual person, capable person, influential, so whatever may be the appellants we have, but we cannot get transcendental knowledge. Please understand. Before transcendental knowledge, we may have knowledge. That knowledge is what we are observing, what is apparent. So by that one, we cannot have transcendental knowledge, and then in turn,
we
can absolute truth. By birth, anyone may be very, very intelligent. But he cannot get transcendental knowledge on his own. In turn, he cannot get to absolute truth. Is it right? So the person, the guru, spiritual master, he should know what is absolute truth. That truth knowing means we have to see, witness Tattva Darsinaha. Not with this physical eyes, but with the transcendental eyes. Not with this material eyes. When our eyes spiritualized, then we can see. Because of not knowing transcendental knowledge and absolute truth, everyone in this material world is
suffering.
Please understand the statements, better to note down. Because of not knowing transcendental knowledge, in turn not knowing the absolute truth, everyone born in this material world is suffering. You got the point? All the prime ministers all suffer, they are successful. You can see all the presidents, prime ministers, they are so much foreign university degree holders. No one is successful. Because they are lacking transcendental knowledge, in turn, absolute truth. Isn't it? So, anyone can give the cause. Anyone is suffering means everybody gave the cause. Isn't it? Yesterday, 2 days back, there is stampede in Rover Bridge in Bombay, the Elphinstone Road, Rover Bridge to Parel. So many 23 persons died. The interviewer asking everyone, do you know what is the cause for this one? Do you know what is the cause for that? I watched the film also, the TV. Everybody is telling something. So it's very old, it is like the, it is very narrow. There is no one, even we request many times, but no one is taking care of that one. That's the cause for all these things and all. Please understand that. The interviewer, the TV person is asking everyone, can you give that reason why it so happened? So everybody is telling with their own knowledge, but nothing is happened. Not even FIR is registered. That also they told. 23 people died and many people injured. This is only the reason, the cause they know. But why it so happened? Why it happened to me? That no one is telling. Isn't it? Is it a mystery actually? Those who died, that is also there. There is some cause of the cause. They do not know that one. Isn't it? So in all the courts, high courts, lower court, higher court and supreme court, everyone is telling only the cause. Isn't it? Anything, something happened, everyone can give the cause why it so happened. By why it so happened to that particular person, that no one tells. The cause for the cause, no one knows. Having transcendental knowledge, we can know the cause of the cause. The cause of the cause is? Better? Cause of the cause is? What we normally say the phrase? What is the thing?
Hidden
hand of Krishna. The cause of causes. One person died. Why the particular person is dying? Because Krishna wants him to give up his body. Why Krishna is like that? Because the person deserve death in that way. The person deserves akala mrityu. Akala mrityu. Isn't it? That's the thing. So, anyone having transcendental knowledge, he can know the cause of the cause. He can able to see the hidden hand of Krishna. Isn't it? Everybody is happy with this one. We are all suffering, but we do not know the cause for that one. We are trying our best to overcome our sufferings, but no one is successful. The Modi wanted bullet train, but the people are scolding him. If you are unable to provide facilities for the local train, why you have to go for bullet train? This is mockery, isn't it? Because we do not know what is the cause for all the causes. So here, as the iron rod is kept in fire, in furnace under we can see, anybody did a lathe work? No one here? Lathe, you did not? In that one, in furnace, there's the iron rod they will give. We have to keep in that one and we have to make a red hot one and then we can heat and make what shape we wanted. That is not iron rod anymore, that is the fire itself. Because that Ayendra, the useless Ayendra, insignificant Ayendra, associated with significant, dangerous, powerful fire, this Ayendra become as good as fire. We are all like that one Ayendra, useless, insignificant fellows. We do not know anything. We do not know how to take care of us. Such a fellow. If we have association of Krishna, we will also become as good as Krishna. Because we are all parts and parcels of Krishna. Isn't it? But we forgot. We do not know what we are. A blind leading another blind. Andha yathandha upaniya mana tepi satantru guridami bhattam. One blind is leading another blind. What is the use? They should have transcendental knowledge. Cause for the causes. Isn't it? So like that one, any person 24 hours thinking of Krishna, meditating on Krishna, he will also become as good as. The fire manifested externally in the iron rod. Isn't it? Like that one, Krishna's qualities manifested in that particular person who always associated with that Krishna. So that Krishna's qualities externally manifested in that particular person. So by the mercy of Krishna we get the Guru. The Guru means the qualities of the Guru we already dealt in last class. So can anyone one by one can tell the qualities of the Guru?
So I've seen the truth.
You
should have seen the truth.
Who has seen the truth? So what he can able to do? One who can seen, who have seen the absolute truth, what is his capability? Better answer. Better answer.
Cause of all causes.
Better answer. Better answer. He can do one thing. Now we are lacking the term. I already told this.
He can make the imperfect.
All the things are little explanations, but not the specific answer. He can be able to
make the imperfect perfect.
Don't go that much distance. It's very close. One who can able to get the MBBS degree course, he can prescribe some medicine. One who has seen the truth, tadvitti paripatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshite dhanam tat jnanina tattadarsinaha. What is that one? The person who has seen the truth can be able to do still. No. That's we are telling he has seen. He can do something. What we lack, he can impart transcendental knowledge. This very, very simple thing you are unable to. You understand? I was to begin with telling you, we are all lacking transcendental knowledge. It's only be obtained by spiritual master. Who is the spiritual master really? Who will say, who is coming in the parampara, who is doing this? Everybody is coming in the parampara. Many, many people are there. All are becoming spiritual masters. So the important point is not that one is coming in the disciplic succession. The important point is we are successful after taking initiation. We have seen the truth. He can only impart the transcendental knowledge so that we are relieved from all these sufferings. संसार धावन ललीड लोका त्रणय कारुण्य घन घन तुम प्रतिश कल्यन गुणान वश्य वंदे गुरुं श्री चरणारविंदम. The Guru has to take mercy of Krishna, and he has to shower that mercy on the suffering people. As the clouds getting water and pouring on forest fire. There is no other way to extinguish forest fire. There is no way to get away, get relief from sufferings. Then by through spiritual master. You understand now? You may be very, very interested. You may be Nobel Prize winner. You cannot know the cause of your sufferings. Doctors also, they cannot give you the very correct prescription. After knowing also. That's why we say, man proposes, God disposes. Rake Krishna, Mare Krishna, Rake. Even if you do killing, murder someone, he cannot be killed. He need not give up his life, body. He may survive also. Because Krishna wants him to survive. You understand? So the ultimate thing is in the hands of Krishna. So we need to see the hidden hand of Krishna. That is the transcendental knowledge. Seeing the hidden hand of Krishna. That only the spiritual master, because he has seen, that's why he can be able to impart, otherwise not. Transcendental knowledge is making everyone happy. That's no the reason why he is suffering. Is it right? The very main point of Guru means he must have seen the absolute truth, Krishna. Such a person can never forget, Krishna any time, because wherever he sees, anything he speaks, anything he feels, everything is of Krishna's. You understand? A businessman always having the consciousness of, even if he meets someone, even if a customer comes, what is his idea, what is he actually having? How best he can gain something. Isn't it? The same way we should know the reason why we are suffering in this world. Because of ignorance, we don't know the absolute truth. So in that one we have to be. It is not how best I can. And so much, how best I can get rid of my debts. How can everybody can glorify me if I become a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire? In WhatsApp and all we can see America's number one person. Even women also. Nowadays one or two women also is number one. Richest women in the world. That's the aim of life. So this is absolutely ignorance. So for that only we need to have a guru, not a fake guru. The guru has seen the truth, who can be able to impart you the transcendental knowledge. That sloka is very, very nice. But in that sloka, many people, they insist on the qualities of the disciple. He has to approach a guru, he has to very, very humble and meek. He should serve him humbly. He should request him. That's not important. In that verse, Swami, what is more important? The first sloka, it is most important point, is the guru's qualities. The next one comes, the disciple's quality. What is the disciple after taking initiation? He should be able to see Krishna in everyone and everything. Huh? But many of us do the opposite. We are completely neglecting guru. This is only disciple. He should be very, very humble. He should go and he should inquire submissively. He should serve. To whom we have to serve? Can he able to impart transcendental knowledge? Has he seen truth, absolute truth? That's the question. Isn't it? When Hiranyakashipu was doing meditation, and they know that Hiranyakashipu's wife is pregnant, again one more demon is going to come. So all the demigods, what they do? They want to
kill,
arrest
that wife.
Isn't it? Everyone, they want to kill the baby. But the intelligent Narada, what he did? He has not imparted any other knowledge than transcendental knowledge. He only can able to solve all the problems. All the demigods are there. All want to kill the baby in the womb of Hiranyakashipu's wife. But they are all very, very close to Narada also. But Narada knows transcendental knowledge. His vision is different than demigods. So Narada wants to take, he wants to take care of that baby, that mother. But he cannot take them from these demigods. They are already captured. So the intelligence he used. So he took away the mother from demigods and he imparted transcendental knowledge. If he doesn't have the transcendental knowledge, it's impossible to save the mother. Understand? Everyone is, we are all just like Shakuni. Please understand Shakuni. What Shakuni wants to do? Shakuni wants to help Duryodhana. Isn't it? So many ways he used his own intelligence, his capacity, his ability, everything. Every time he is failed. At last, he also finished and the Kauravas also finished. No one is successful. Isn't it? Shakuni, he got so many tricks in the even the dies. Listen to him. Isn't it? Our mind and all like that only. We want to help ourselves. Everybody in this world trying to be happy with their own intelligence, using their own method, process, but no one is successful. They are just like Shakuni. Please understand. So this is only by the Guru. But it is very, very difficult. Guru means what? Can anyone tell the literary meaning?
Heavy.
Guru?
Heavy.
Guru means heavy. Please understand. If a Guru is very light, Lagu. Lagu is light. Yes, anything what you want, I sanction. That's not the thing. That Guru's words are heavy. It's impossible to take the task also. Then only he says, real Guru. Isn't it? Mokam Karoti Vachalam. He's dumb. How you want him to recite some slokas? It's impossible, no? But he can recite. How? Huh? Mercy of Guru. On his own, he cannot, a dumb person cannot recite any sloka. That only by the mercy of Guru. Prabhupada told 69-year-old, no proper facilities, no one is known. Isn't it? That is insisting only by the words of my Guru Maharaj, on the mercy of my Guru Maharaj, I am going there. He is fighting with Mrs. Maharaji. Isn't it? She is telling, actually she doesn't want to send him. He's in Hindi, he is indirectly, she is scolding. Putte tum udar jaake mar jaoge. Ek kaiwa ni anga poiti saavil pore. இந்த அளவுக்கு நம்ம பேசிட்டோம். பிட் மச் எக்ஸ்டென்ஸ் ஹி ஸ்போக் பட் ஸ்டில் ஹி ஹேட் தி ஃபெய்த். திஸ் இஸ் தி மெட்ஸ் ஆஃப் மை குரு, தி வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் மை குரு ஐ ஹேவ் டு. தட் இஸ் தி ஹெவி குரு இஸ் டு பி ஹெவி. ஹே வாட் திஸ் குரு இஸ் கிவிங் சஸ் அட் பெட்டர் ஃபர்கெட் தென் தட் சாங். வி கேனாட் ஏபிள் டு சீ டிரான்சென்டல் நாலேஜ். If we use our own knowledge, please understand, he is a guru. Now we come to the disciple side. How the disciple should be? First of all, the disciple should understand
why I am suffering. Huh? Why I am suffering? I am having so many plans, so many ideas, so many methods, but none of them is giving me perfect result. You understand? And you should understand that I need a spiritual master so that I can get rid of all these problems. He has to come to the stage. Arjuna used everything in first chapter, if you read, why Krishna, you are engaging me in such a ghastly affair? I don't like. I do not want to do. Isn't it? But his own intelligence not giving him any strength even to stand, to hold Gandiva, bow. He is hopeless, helpless. He is quivering, his body is quivering. He cannot even speak in such a position. He took shelter of Krishna. He accepted Guru. Isn't it? So we all should come to that state. For that only Krishna is always giving us sufferings. But we fools, we are not taking shelter of Krishna. We are planning how to escape from this problem. If Krishna is not good, I will go to some demigod. Instantaneously he will give some relief. Many people are like that one. They lose faith in Krishna. They go to demigods. They can get instantaneously. Nowadays everything is fast. Fast, fatafat. So people want that one. They have no knowledge. So the person should understand that I need Guru. Then only Krishna sends the Guru. If we think, oh, that Guru is very nice, he has so many disciples. Who has so many disciples? Durvasa. Oh, that Guru is very nicely singing. Oh, this Guru is very nicely speaking. Are these the symptoms of the Guru? We should inquire. Can I get transcendental knowledge from you? Isn't it? That also we should ask the same thing after approaching. By the mercy of Krishna we will get the Guru. Please understand that you cannot choose your Guru. Those who choose their guru, I am sorry, I do not know what is the fate of them, how best they are purified, I do not know. But according to the principles, we should approach the person whom Krishna is indicating. At least in my case, I never aspire any guru. Accidentally, the first guru is told me, you take initiation, I am giving initiation. I never wanted to take initiation that time. That day I was going to Rajkot also. So it so happened. You understand? So the disciples should understand why I am suffering. To get rid of my sufferings, I should accept a bona fide guru who can impart me transcendental knowledge. Please understand that. Transcendental knowledge is just like an instrument. Using that instrument, we can. We can see absolute truth. I told the relationship between the transcendental knowledge and absolute truth. Please understand my statements. Each and everyone is supposed to be perfect. Supposed to be perfect. The instrument is there. You have one big cloth. You have to cut it according to your shape. You draw. Instrument is there. You cannot get it. You have to cut it, isn't it? Instrument. You use that instrument so that you can see the thing. Using that transcendental knowledge, for that one, the guru is engaging. How to engage? We are all asking the same thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please, Krishna, engage me in your service. Krishna cannot come. The representative of Krishna, that is Guru, he is supposed to engage you. This thing we have properly asked us to do, it's only one thing. Because our engagements and all were bringing us so many problems, isn't it? So we do not know how to get engaged in the service of Krishna. Because Krishna is the cause of all causes. Krishna is the absolute truth. Krishna is everything. We do not know that, but we don't accept also. But why we have so many different gods, so many different things? Why? If Krishna is only the person, supreme person, he can only solve all your problems, then why Krishna has given all these things? Please tell me. Why Krishna has given? This is only because of our different desires. We do not know what that desire we should have so that we can get rid of from this material jail-like world. Everyone has his own desire. To fulfill that desire, different demigods, different methods, processes. Gita Saram. Gita Saram, so what is that one, the last one?
Ekam
Shastram. Ekam Shastram. Why all these Shastras? Isn't it? Everybody is telling that one, but no one is implementing. They may have the instrument, they do not know how to use that instrument to derive the perfect answer. Everybody, they use the, pipette in chemistry lab, pipette.
Pipette,
yes. In that one we have to put 10 ml. It's very difficult not to begin with how much air we should give. So that exactly, instrument is there, pipette is also there. We took the solution, potassium permanganate, very nice color one. But we have to drop that in a test tube, 10 ml. We have now 25 ml, we took that one in. Now 25 ml, and now I have to drop 10. Some people they drop 8. Some people they drop 12 also. We need to have some training, isn't it?
Yes.
Everybody experienced that one? Pipette, using the pipette is not that much easier. Isn't it? So like that one, God, the Guru may impart us transcendental knowledge, but we do not know how to use. Because the Guru is not properly engaged. He is supposed to engage each and every one. Engage them so that they can also able to see Absolute. What is the thing this one is? YouTube.
Actually, there is pollution, the frequency, bro. I have to turn it this way.
You understand now? Listen, Don, really, I never understood before in my days also, 80s. I took my initiation in 86. I never knew all these things. As we preach, preaching is the best method. When we are preaching and people, they ask questions and we try to answer. We seek answer from other sources. It's very nice. Then only we can advance. It just we come and go, we don't try to preach anyone, then we will be where we were. We will be where we were. Isn't it? So each and everyone, what you understand, what you realize, you should share that one. It is, everyone is telling in WhatsApp message, if you like this one, please share it. That thing is all, but we are not sharing what you are realizing here. You got the point? Anything that, this also in Shastra also is telling, a realized person will not sit in a corner and just chant Hare Krishna. What he does? He goes out and call everyone and tell. Just like Ramanujacharya. Isn't it? So that is the symptom of the realized soul. He cannot sit in the AC room and he cannot do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's not the realized soul. Realized soul means, realization means there are two things. One is realizing ourselves and understanding, and realizing Krishna also, the source of the soul. The both are there. That is only self-realization. It is not that I understand myself. I do not know Krishna. It's not self-realization. Self means the soul plus the source of that soul is Krishna. We should understand both. Isn't it? So in this way we can understand, then only we can see the other's problem as our own problem. Paradukkadukki. Paradukkadukki means he cannot sit in the AC room and look in a corner and chant Hare Krishna. But we cannot say that. The last one is what? The sannyasis? Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa, they don't travel, they don't preach. Don't get confused with them. He cannot preach. Only who is the preacher? Parivijakacharya, that position. That level sannyasi. So once he become Paramahamsa, by that one, he loses all his physical strength also. He may not even travel. But he is completely immersed in Krishna. Anyone goes to him, he can give all the solutions. So because of his physical thing and his consciousness also, he doesn't go for, he doesn't go out. That's the only thing. Mainly the preachers are Parivijakacharya. So in this way we should understand. And the disciple, he should be very, very, yes, three things. That's already we told. What is the thing? The very first one is, he should approach such a guru. We have to seek. I also tell many people, they say that, well, according to Jonal, Ginal and all, many people they talk. Even in the beginning we had that problem as a Jonal. My Jonal, you cannot come and preach in my John. These are all the problems we had earlier. But here also I say anyone, if you have no any John, you are not going to any other class, you can come to my class. If you are going there, please don't come. You get permission otherwise. It so happened even with Bhaktarupa also. Isn't it? And even Vijayan Prabhu also. He was going to Mambalam. You forgot yourself? From Mambalam only you come, na? Innu Redhika. Acha. Oh, the morning Bhagavatam class. Then you come. Acha. Please, anyone, everyone has the freedom to go to anyone's class. But which is giving you a knowledge? Who can impart you transcendental knowledge? That you have to see, if you are intelligent. No, that preacher is very nice. Anything I ask, he's selling, he's sanctioning everything. I'm very happy with him. That's not the criteria, no? Please understand. You understand, We have to be very, very submissive. First, we should have faith. He can only. Prabhupada, he never wanted to meet Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. His friend forced him. After hearing from him, he chose his guru. He is only my guru. No one else can have. He completely, he come to that judgment. Isn't it? He only gave the answers of all questions he had, which were not at all answered before. Isn't it? So he confirmed his Guru Maharaj. That is the point. We cannot take this Maharaj is very nice, that Maharaj is very nice. Who is not nice then? Who can impart you transcendental knowledge? The person we have seen, definitely, if we can be able to impart transcendental knowledge, means we can understand he has seen the truth. Unless he sees the truth, he cannot impart transcendental knowledge. Please understand the point. Isn't it? So we have to be very, very submissive. And we have to serve him. Why we have to serve him? He needs something. He needs something. For our own purification. Please understand that. If you come in my car, I'm pleased. If you don't come, I'm not pleased. Krishna can take care of his devotees. Name Bhakta Pranashati. But it should be done only for our purification. Krishna doesn't want any prasadam. This and all, the bananas. Only by the mercy of Krishna we got these bananas. But only for our purification. Krishna, by mercy of yours, I got this. So please accept it. And bless us. So Krishna removes all the sins in that one and fills up with his mercy and giving back as a prasadam. Why should I serve him? He doesn't need anything. But for your purification, you are slave. This mentality we should have. Huh? You understand? That's right. Krishna never comes here directly now. Huh? On behalf of Krishna, we should serve him. And such from a such a guru, we cannot do any monetary things. Please, we cannot harm him. We cannot go against him. This is all submission. Submission means you are submitting your project to work. Then you have any right to ask the person who is going to judge it. Anything the person is telling, you have to accept that submission. Huh? It's just like a sold out animal. Sold out animal means the old owner has no right. The new, the buyer, he has all the rights over that animal. Huh? This is accepting Guru. We are all sold out. We should be very, very faithful. That's why we all have this neck beats, just like the dog. Without the neck belt, the dog means it becomes a stray dog. Isn't it? The policemen come and pick up, no problem. No one can bother for such dogs. So this is the point. Actually, during the initiation, in my days and all, only during the initiation this neck beats are all given. Now everybody is, even before initiation also, everyone is having this one, but they are not that much faithful, I think so. Even after initiation also, many people are not following the instructions. How can we say for those who are not yet taken initiations? We have to be very, very faithful to our Guru Maharaj. We cannot do anything wrong to him. Krishna never accept. You can harm Krishna. Krishna can tolerate. If you harm his representative, Krishna will not tolerate. So disciples should be like that. Very, very humble. A menial servant. And then the third point,
inquire.
Not in challenging way. I want to test you, my Guru Maharaj, how much you know. I am better than you. Isn't it? Balram, he entered the hall where some class is going on. That's given by?
Romans.
Then what happened? Balram entered. He did not get up. He thought that I am giving lecture, sitting on Vyasasana. Vyasasana means representing Vyasadeva. There is no necessity for me to get up. So what happened? Balram just, he took that grass, blade of grass, just like that one, gone. So even in the Lord Shiva's story, can anyone tell this one? Lord Shiva stood. Daksha entered. Lord Shiva never stood up. Daksha became very, very angry. I am your father-in-law. Don't you know that man? How to treat your father-in-law? Isn't it? That's the dispute actually. But he never understood the position of Lord Shiva. Isn't it? So we should give proper respect. what is that called, the proper word for that one, for each one? Due respect. It is due to them, because of their position. This is the due. My president is no good person, so why I should give respect to him? No. Whether he is good or bad, because of his occupying that position, we have to give the due respect to such a person. Then only we can honoring the sanction of Krishna also. Without the sanction of Krishna, he cannot become, cannot come to that post. That's why it is called the due respect. Otherwise, familiarity brings
contempt.
Isn't it? So please understand that everyone, they should maintain their position and give the respect. So we have to inquire submissively. We cannot challenge. This one, the way in which you ask, that should please the spiritual master. If he is pleased, then only he can impart that transcendental knowledge. The Kashmir Pandits, they entered Navadvipa. Then they are coming for discussion, debate. They are so great scholarly, erudite scholars. So they come, they wanted to defeat Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. That is the aim. They want to prove that they are better than Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. But what happened? They are already giving the written certificate. We are defeated by you. Isn't it? If you challenge, you are missing something. Actually, supposed to know the truth from such persons. But this person, they neglect to give that important, to impart the transcendental knowledge to them. Please understand that. So it is not only that the guru should be bona fide, even the disciples should be bona fide. The guru has to see the truth and he should be able to impart us the transcendental knowledge. That's not enough. The way in which you behave. Behavior is not good, is not happy. Krishna is not happy. You will never be imparted by the transcendental knowledge. Please understand. That's why I already told you not to find faults with anyone. Isn't it? By the mercy of Krishna, we can understand their weakness and we can try to help them. But we cannot neglect them, please. That's why he is heavy. Guru should be heavy. Isn't it? So this way, if you inquire, the guru is pleased. How? This Sukadeva Goswami is telling, oh my dear Parikshit Maharaj, you are inquiring all these things about Krishna. This is the best inquiry so far I come across in this world. This is not only going to benefit you, but the whole world can get benefit from this. You have asked such a questions. It is pleasing me. It is pleasing Krishna. You understand? We cannot challenge. Please understand that. We should put the question in such a way that he is pleased to answer that one. In one medical college, one preacher was going, and he's always is very, very simple, and he never gets angry. In one day, what happened? One particular person, he was challenging way, he was putting question by question, question after question, question after. The preacher become wild. Then he stopped going to the class. It's happened, please understand. So, the preacher is not the loser, the disciple, the followers are the loser. Please understand. We may think, I defeated him. He could not answer my question. But actually, he is not the loser. Actually, we are the loser. We are bereft of the transcendental knowledge. He will not think that I am ashamed. He will not think like that. Because my absolute truth is always truth. He cannot defeat me. Defeating me, he should have better absolute truth, no? Nothing is better than my absolute truth, what I have. That is according to the scriptures. Isn't it? Some people feel, I could not defeat him. This is what, then me, my realization, my knowledge is waste. A realized soul will never think like that one. Should not think like that one. We want escapes from him. If you argue, counter-argue, then we are forcing him to commit sinful offenses. Isn't it? That's why Krishna also is telling in Bhagavad Gita not to reveal this truth to non-devotees. Isn't it? That's why we have. If the person is not deceptive, then we can stop our argument and just induce him to chant Hare Krishna. Nothing. We do not want to see that. We want to win him. I want to defeat him. That's not the aim of the preacher. In such a case, better to stop it. Yes, Prabhuji, you do as you like, but please, you chant Hare Krishna. At least one mala. That's all. We cannot force. We don't want to try to defeat him. Many people, they have that tendency. I am better than anyone else. Isn't it? That's not the mood of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is always paradukaduki. How best I can help him? That's the mood. That we have to develop. Isn't it? So this way, if you inquire and the Guru is pleased with, he will give you all the knowledge. So this way we have to understand our position of this one. And after he is pleasing, he is going to engage. There are two types of instructions. Can anyone tell? Two types of
General instructions.
General instructions, yes. Our general instructions is chant minimum 16 rounds, follow 4 regulatory principles, accept only that first offered to Krishna, read books compiled by only devotees. This general. The other instructions go? Specific instruction. If Guru is pleased with you, he can understand you, your constitutional position, and he can guide you properly. This is not general instruction, this is special, specific instructions. Everybody cannot get the specific instructions. You understand? You have to do like this one. My Guru Maharaj told me, what's the thing? Can anyone tell? You can come back to Bombay, no problem for me, I have no objection.
But staying back in Madras, that time it's called Madras, that's for your purification. Coming back to Bombay is for my sense gratification. Is it a light or is it heavy? I told I'm not at all happy. You understand? But still today I'm here, I'm very, very happy. Isn't it? Not only I'm helping myself, I'm helping all others also, no? Isn't it? Always follow the instructions of Guru. You don't intervene. Today I asked Srinath Prabhu to sing this one and he took that one. Isn't it? I gave the kartal to Srinath Prabhu to sing and you wanted to come.
I don't know that you were expecting.
I gave you a kartal, no? So in that one what happened? You missed one line. This is who was watching that one? You noticed that one, you missed the line? It did miss me any line? Which one? Can you? Karatala. That one. You sing the death one. Oh, but you missed the original one. You understand? So I told that better, no problem, you continue. You understand? If anything is going like that one, if you are not following the instructions, and you should have told that because he has given you Prabhu, it is your turn to sing. You understand? I am not finding the fault of peace, I am clearing the things. This and all very, very important. If anything specific instruction to give it a specific person, he should only do that one. If same thing is happening, then you should inform that one. Please understand. This and our behavior is ornament of a Vaishnava. I gave him, he told, he said that I do not know. Isn't it? So all these things, now you have to be very careful. You understand? Specific instruction for specific person. General instruction is okay. So in this way, if you inquire, definitely, all the devotees they should have before going to a guru, what they should have? What they should aspire? Can I get?
Transcendental knowledge.
Transcendental knowledge. Please understand. Who can give you transcendental knowledge?
Who has seen the
truth, absolute truth. Why we need transcendental knowledge? To
know the absolute truth. To get absolute truth. To get absolute truth.
Why we need to get transcendental knowledge? One by one. Why we need transcendental knowledge? First you come where you are standing, don't go what is flying in the sky. Because we are suffering as though we are using our own intelligence. That is not helping. Arjuna spoke so many points, none of them helped him. I told that analogy also. Why we need transcendental knowledge? Come out from our sufferings. Who can impart the transcendental knowledge? One who has seen the absolute truth. Isn't it? Who can give the cricket commentary? Commentator? One who is already played that one, he realized so many points, He can only comment on that one, isn't it? The person who has seen Washington, he can only describe Washington very nicely. The person who has not seen Washington, DC, he cannot explain that much, isn't it? So who can give the description of spiritual world now?
Who has seen?
Who has seen? Who is that person? Brahma, Brahma Samhita. Our parampara is starting from Brahma. Krishna has shown the spiritual world completely to Brahma. That's why Brahma is able to compile Brahma Samhita. That one, actually we lost it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up that one from Trivandrum temple. The particularly fifth chapter. This is divine arrangement. Please don't get lost to our hearts because of Guru Tattva. If you are pure, everything will be alright. Don't bother for that one. Even if you don't have Guru, don't bother. You serve Krishna very nicely. This is the obligation of Krishna to send us Guru. Guru means not only Diksha Guru, Guru means even Siksha Guru. The both are just like two parallel tracks for a train. You understand? With only Diksha Guru we cannot understand transcendental knowledge. With only Siksha Guru we cannot get connected to Krishna, Parampara. So both are required. You understand? But sometimes one single person can become both. That is also there. So that's why it is not our duty to know or to seek a guru. This is the obligation of Krishna. How best we serve Krishna. How best we please Krishna. It is the obligation of Krishna to send us guru. Isn't it? So this is the thing, I think so. I cover up all these things. Last class also, and this class are both for the very first one. This is, what is the title of this first lesson? Sixth lesson, first part. Learning the transcendental knowledge. Okay? Why we need transcendental knowledge? Who can impart transcendental knowledge? How to get the transcendental knowledge? All these things we cover now.
What is the title? Planning?
The part or lesson number? Lessons. This is the sixth lesson. The lesson's title is From Transcendental Knowledge to Absolute Truth. The very first part, this title is Learning the Absolute Truth. Learning the Transcendental Knowledge. The transcendental knowledge is an
instrument.
Please understand. If I have the transcendental knowledge but I am not using that one, means useless. Isn't it? We have to try to see. Isn't it? Tatiti paripatana next?
Yajnathana
punarmoham. You are not going to get illusioned if you are properly getting initiated. If you are properly initiated, again you are not going to fall in that illusion. So how many people are not in illusion now after getting the initiations? Please, you justify yourself. Now at least now this is the mercy of Krishna coming to us. How best we can rectify our mistakes. How best we can advance. How best we can become Krishna conscious. Okay? So this is very, very vital. So if anyone has any doubt or clarification required, please. Yes?
Guru has given the transcendental knowledge to the disciple. What is the disciple has to do in turn? Because Guru has important...
He has to use that instrument and see the absolute truth.
Application.
only implement that. No,
no. Even in mathematics, you have this theorem. Below that one, colonies are there, no? Radius are there, no? Huh? In class, you have given the theory, but you are asked to go to laboratory and do. I told the pipette, huh? Isn't it? You have to use that. That is just like the transcendental knowledge is just like a fire. It can burn all your illusions. Isn't Bhagavad Gita, there are so many slokas like that. Huh? It will burn out all your anarthas. Anarthas means? If you have anartha, you are suffering. All anarthas burn out means you are not suffering. Understand the point? Isn't it? Why everyone is suffering? Because of their anarthas. Huh? The anarthas is burnt out by transcendental knowledge. You understand? That's why Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj recently has given one statement, who is Krishna conscious person? He is free from all sufferings. Huh? Isn't it? Then only you can say, I got transcendental knowledge. I'm having this problem. I'm having 20 years I'm chanting. Krishna is not at all looking at me. Huh? This is not the thing. Huh? Then you can find, you can say that, yes, chant and be happy. I'm happy. Huh? You understand? Try to see, that's the thing I'm also engaging you all, try to see the hidden end of Krishna. Isn't it? Since long time, I have been telling you, then you can really see Krishna. Huh? Isn't it? Krishna is there. To our eyes, we are not able to see him. Only by the mercy of Krishna we can see him. Krishna himself revealed. Huh? No one else can reveal. Even Guru cannot reveal Krishna to you. He has given you the instrument, transcendental knowledge. You have to apply that one. You have to see Krishna. Huh? So this is the transcendental knowledge. This one is all the leaders are bereft of. They don't have this knowledge, transcendental knowledge. The cause of all causes, hidden end of Krishna, seeing Krishna in each and everything. The ISKCON is famous only for that one. No one else, no other organization in this world can impart this transcendental knowledge to anyone. That's impossible. And we people also are unable to understand and accept it. Manushyanam sahasraishu kinchit yadasti. But I want all those who are trying also become successful. And those who become successful in this process, they all should be able to see the Krishna. It's not possible. Why you should think that one among one, one among thousand, why you should think? Each one is one among thousand. Why not? The whole world is not Krishna conscious. At least our group, huh? ISKCON, sorry, in the Chennai population compared to our group, how much, what is the percentage? Insignificant. Huh? Is that possible for all of us to become pure devotees? Understand the transcendental knowledge? Huh? Yeah. Don't think that among all of us one, huh? Think the entire Chennai. Huh? Each one of us can become pure devotees. If we give up our false ego, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madmaksha, then only we will get love of God. Huh? So any other question or anything required, please? No one should have any doubt, please. Huh? The doubt is like demon.
One point.
Yes.
Transcendental knowledge is imparted Like Krishna through the Guru who has seen the truth.
Absolute truth is Krishna. Krishna himself is absolute truth.
So Prabhupada has told to chant 16 rounds and follow the regular principles.
Yes. And this general instructions.
General instruction, the result is following. Instead of following, you see, Krishna decides when to show him to that person.
Guru has given you instrument. Guru has given you pipette. Guru asked you to just drop 10 ml in this tube or test tube. It is your ability. Isn't it? It's not Guru's ability. It is your ability to drop 10 ml to the test tube. You have to practice for that one. Isn't it? In that one, Guru's job is over. He has given you all the equipments. It is your duty to do practically.
It is a practical application.
Application. That is why we are telling engagement. Guru is engaged. Please Krishna engage me. Yeah, Krishna means even the representative of Krishna is practically, he does. Krishna cannot come directly and put us in engagement. On behalf of Krishna, Guru is coming and he is giving you instruction. Do like this one, do like that. If I do not want, means that's all. You have to face your fate. Huh? We have lack of faith. Isn't it? So it is individual task. Don't blame your Guru. If you have good desire, and even if your Guru is not imparting anything to you, Krishna will arrange for you. Each one of us has the direct connection to Krishna. We are all children of Krishna. How Bali Maharaj, he escaped from his Guru, Sukracharya. So this is the Krishna is helping. Even if you forget Krishna at the time giving up your body and you are a very nice devotee, then Krishna will remind you at the time of giving up the body. Isn't it? Krishna is telling them, what else you need then? Krishna is so compassionate. Isn't it? Because of a false ego, we are not accepting Krishna. All the gopis, they sacrificed their life. They had the hope, one day they are going to meet Krishna. Their life's gone like that one. But their hope was not lost. Hope was there. Isn't it? What is that one? Hope, we cannot even in some problematic situation, don't go anyone else than Krishna. Don't go anyone else than Krishna. Saranagati, 6 points. All the gopis, they are glorious. Isn't it? In separation also there is blissfulness. When we meet, then also it's no good. When separated, then good. Viraha. Viraha bada, that is not bada. That is santosha. Bandhi. Yes. Yes, correct. Anything that's there in our hand, we don't evaluate properly. So if you lose that one, then only. Isn't it? So now we have very nice time. Now future is also there. Understand how to escape from these sufferings by accepting transcendental knowledge and try to see Krishna's hidden hand in each and every one, each and every event.
That day after I heard that Tattva Paratam Nandati told Kinchidati Nandriya. How you see the necklace, the thread is there, Yes. Out, the whole thing will go here and
disorder.
So I'm able to apply that, but it doesn't come always.
So that's unseen, that thread is there, no?
Yeah.
That we have to see. That is seeing the unseen hidden hand of Krishna.
When I see something beautiful, I immediately think of this.
This beauty has come because of the support of Krishna. Krishna is just like the pivot. Krishna is the pivot. Without that pivot, support, it never looks beauty. Beautiful. Very correct. This is, we should keep practicing.
But it is not coming 100%. It's coming 20%.
Okay, that is by as the days go on, as we practice. Practice make a man perfect. But not instantaneously. It takes some time. Isn't it? How eager you are. Arjuna was releasing arrows. The power gone. He was eating even in the dark. Even in the dark, he is trying to release the bow. He become perfect. How best, powerfully you are training, you are undergoing your training. You understand?
Today, the point you told, it again came back. The iron, when you put in the fire, we are all iron.
Yes.
So when we are coming here, we are getting in connect to the fire. So the fire should be every day. So
your cell phone is there.
Yeah.
One day you are charging, one time. But again you are charging. Once you charge, means that's all you can use forever. That's why we have every Sunday here, every Saturday we have different places. Isn't it?
Every day is important. I feel that.
At home you can take some Prabhupada books and read. In that books also Prabhupada presence is there.
But it is not as effective as
you are hearing, you develop the faith. Then you will follow. Then you will help others also. Isn't it? Don't lose your heart. You are going to benefit one day, definitely. Krishna will never give up the hand. We are holding him. Okay? Anyone else? Yes?
You mentioned a point that this one stands to believe that plants and the mind. Vishnu are always.
Yeah. We induce them to chant, yeah.
So, during this Navaratri, people are chanting so many mantras.
Different mantras. Yes.
Even in Vishnu Sahasranama, there is in that Vishnu Sahasranama itself, it says that Vishnu Mahamantra says.
Mahamantra never comes in Vishnu.
Hare
Krishna.
It comes in that Vishnu Sahasranama. So when we project people to chant and we say this is the Mahamantra, but there is a statement that word Mahamantra is there in that also.
Achha, Mahamantra, I don't remember any which. I know Vishnu Sahasranama Stotra. Mahamantra, the word I have to.
Even when they are reciting Lalita Sahasranama,
the word Mahamantra is there?
So how do we distinguish when we say people who chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we always distress to the Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra you have to chant. Because the pupil always they sing to my class teacher is only the best teacher. Even the second standard student, if you ask them, my teacher is the best one. And sixth one standard student, you ask, my class teacher is the best one. For them, that is the Mahamantra. They consider that one as Mahamantra. But of all the Mahamantras, because of the Kali Yuga specifically, for Kali Yuga, Kali Santarana Upanishad is there. You understand? Huh? How you can ask a children and my mother is very nice, my father is very nice. Everyone will tell you. But which mother is the best of all the mothers? Huh? So we are in Kali, Kali Yuga. Specifically for this Kali Yuga, Kali Santara. Santarana means coming out from Kali's influence. You are coming out. Santarana. Upanishad. In that one specifically mentioned Hare Krishna Mantra. Huh? You understand? That you should impart them. Lalita Sahasranamam, Devi Puranam. Many are there. In Devi Puranam you take only Devi is the supreme personality of Godhead. Siva Purana you take Lord Siva is the supreme personality of Godhead. For that group they consider that point. But beyond that one there is one more. Maybe controllers. But controller of all controllers. That's the point.
The Devi, they have written that Shiva and Vishnu and Brahma, they are son of Devi. They are written like that.
So many things that we do not want to go in deep, please. Huh? That's not actually required for us. Mm-hmm. Anything else? So thank you very much. Next Sunday we are not meeting here. We have this Nagar Sankirtan. Next. Like this one we are losing. After fourth Sunday means again we are losing. So anyhow, no problem. Yes. Pardon?
5-year-old girl being killed.
Hmm.
So,
being killed by?
Being killed by some person.
Hmm.
And she does not know the answer why an innocent child should undergo that suffering.
Hmm.
So, we try to explain to her that there is a connection, previous life connection. Hmm. And it continues in the next life, so the child is bound to suffer. But we are not able to make her understand from her question, she is not able to understand why the child being innocent will not understand the punishment given to the child. Then in that case, how will that punishment make one realize that he has to come out of this suffering? That was a question by that girl. And though we try to explain, when
Mutha
and that girl, they both are
alive,
so they had this
A thief is there, is put in a jail. After the punishment, we are sending him out, released. He become completely pure, he's not going to steal anymore. Huh? Isn't it? Some people, they accept what we are also telling, anything that comes upon us must be accepted as the mercy of Krishna. How many people of us are accepting? Again, they are having the problems now. Punishment is very nice, appropriately if it is given. Even if it is appropriately given, the person who is receiver, he may misuse that one. Isn't it? You cannot tell that one everything what we are doing is going to benefit that person. Unless or otherwise the person not accepting this benefit, we cannot give guarantee. Prabhupada spoke to many, many people, all never become pure devotees. It's giving means, giving is not only the part, even accepting is the part of that one, that action. Isn't it? 5-year-old girl is being killed because of her previous deed. She must have killed someone else like that one. This is all the reactions. They're only the intelligent persons. They can understand the punishment is meant for my purification. isn't it? Ordinary people, they cannot understand. Even in Krishna consciousness, as though I have been telling all these things for many, many, many times, no one is understanding. you got the point? Huh? So it is not one action in one thing, because he also was telling, you know, immediately we cannot, we have to keep practicing. Huh? You understand, no? So this one, now you better, you told that from previous deeds, this, that and all is good. But every action, that is the person who is receiving that action, is not properly accepting that one. Isn't it? Huh? That's the problem. One action, there are two sides. One is doer, another is acceptor. Huh? Operation done. What is the problem?
Operation
successful. But patient died. Isn't it? So it's not a doctor's mistake. Isn't it? So you have to understand both. We are in the first path and only understanding the transcendental knowledge. Then we go to absolute truth, then you will understand all these things. But this chapter, this lesson is very important. Please understand. This one, now we are just begun transcendental knowledge. Then you will also become spiritual master. Okay? Yes. Yes, Mataji, let her. We have to accept. That is the mercy of Krishna. You should develop your consciousness. Because of the mercy of Krishna, I am having this one for my purification. Yes. Anything happening that is sanctioned by Krishna, after his sanction, that is happening, whether it is good or bad, both are sanctioned by Krishna. Because Krishna has sanctioned it, so I am accepting it. Krishna never does any mistake. Any action he does, that is all beneficial for me. Whether it is good for me or not bad for me, but it is beneficial for me, even if it is bad. You got the point? Okay? Yes, Mataji? Yes. T.M. Saundara. No, what?
Rajaji.
Radhakrishnan. The film, this one is...
Kannadasan.
Kannadasan. Kavinar Kannadasan also written Bhagavad Gita. I told you, one person is giving one thing. In a class of 100 students, one lecturer is speaking one subject. 100 students, their receptivity is different. All cannot understand to the same extent. All the birds are flying, but all birds cannot fly to the same height. Isn't it? So it is not only the giving that is the question, how much we are accepting. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has told that one. How many people accepted that as it is? Only one Prabhupada. That's why he boldly named it as Bhagavad Gita as it is. No one else can give the title like that one. You understand? Prabhupada, I can say bravely that Prabhupada has seen the truth. That's why he can able to impart the transcendental knowledge. But Kavinar Kannadasa, Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, anyone else, they never saw the absolute truth. They cannot impart transcendental knowledge. Vivekananda went to Chicago. He spoke. He caught all the glories. He brought glories to India. But none of them understood Bhagavad Gita. No one become Arjuna-like, devotee-like Arjuna. So they have not seen the truth. That's why they are unable to impart the transcendental knowledge. You understand? Prabhupada has seen the truth. Because of him only, I am so getting some transcendental knowledge, I believe. Isn't it? So we need not read all the books. We have to see the authority. What is the background of that authority? Whether he is really authority? He is authoritative for this? Huh? For your family, if someone else, your neighbor can say so many things. But the person in your family member can give the real picture, clear picture, true picture. Isn't it? Your neighbors cannot give. So those who are coming in the disciplic succession, who try to put the energy to see the absolute truth, he can only impart, not all. Huh? Your doubt is clear? Huh? Isn't it? Okay. Anything else? Anyone else? Okay. Alec, yes.
If children doesn't want to involve in Krishna consciousness,
you cannot do anything. Please understand. You cannot help yourself. First of all, I already told. With your intelligence, with your capacity, your power, nothing is going to help you. You use all your knowledge, all your power, all your capacity to please Krishna. Don't use all these things to convert your daughter. Use all your opulences to please Krishna. Then Krishna is going to take care of Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham. He is going to purify your daughter. If you try, it's impossible. Only Krishna can do. Anything that you possess, use that one to please Krishna. When Krishna is pleased, all your desires within your heart all fulfill. Okay? Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much.